Hi, my name is Tony Thaxton. Like anyone else, I love a great album. But I also love those strange albums that might make you wonder how and why they even exist. But I'm not here to make fun of them. I'm here to celebrate them and tell their story. This is Bizarre Albums. Today's episode, Strummin' with the Devil, the Southern Side of Van Halen from 2006. Christine 16 was a 1977 single by Kiss from their sixth studio album, Love Gun. The single, written by Kiss bassist and vocalist Gene Simmons, peaked at number 25 on the Billboard Hot 100. Simmons had written the song earlier that year, and while in Los Angeles between tours, he made a demo of the song. In an interview with Destroyer in 2016, Simmons said that normally he would just play all of the instruments as best he could for demos. But for this song, Simmons enlisted the help of a pair of young brothers to play guitar and drums on the demo. Their names? Eddie and Alex Van Halen. Simmons had seen Van Halen play in 1976, and he worked with the band, trying to help them get signed. He produced a 24-track demo for them. Supposedly, Simmons wanted them to change their name to Daddy Longlegs. Van Halen had already had a few name changes. At one point, they even called themselves Genesis. Thankfully, Daddy Longlegs never happened. And Gene Simmons' working relationship with the band ended once he got back on the road, and Kiss's management showed no interest in them. But it wasn't long after that Van Halen got a record deal. On February 10th, 1978, the self-titled debut album from Van Halen was released on Warner Brothers Records. The album would peak at number 19 on the Billboard 200 and went platinum in just 8 months. As of 2021, the album has sold over 10 million copies. There were 4 singles released in the United States, 2 of which, You Really Got Me and Runnin' with the Devil, charted. The 2 other singles, Jamie's Cryin' and Ain't Talkin' About Love, failed to chart but have become classics still played heavily on radio to this day. The album is also known for its instrumental track that is considered by many to be one of the greatest guitar solos of all time, Eruption. Eddie Van Halen's guitar solo introduced mainstream rock audiences to the two-handed tapping technique. He's often thought of as inventing this technique, but apparently the technique was created by, funny enough, former Genesis guitarist Steve Hackett. Back in 2012, Hackett told MusicRadar.com, quote, "Eddie and I have never spoken about it, but yes, he has credited me with tapping. Eddie is a fine player, of course, and he's the one who named the technique," end quote. Eddie Van Halen has influenced countless guitarists, and not just rock guitarists. One of these is a country folk guitarist and singer-songwriter, Brad Davis. Here he is on the Brad Davis Music YouTube channel.
"My brother played banjo for years and played really fast, and I got tired of getting left behind. So I wanted to play faster, and I heard this guy Eddie Van Halen playing a concert. And I got a record of his and put it on and He played a real fast pattern, a tap pattern, like that. And so I wanted to learn that, so I thought he did it with a flat pick, but he didn't. He used his fingers, little did I know, years later. And so I stumbled on this double down up technique. That sounded like his tapping technique, and that's how I stumbled on the pattern. Came up with one lick and played it for 2 years and drove everybody crazy. And finally developed some more licks that didn't drive everybody nuts.
Apparently, Brad Davis isn't the only musician outside of rock and roll to be influenced by Van Halen. But let's switch gears for a minute and fast forward to 1990. Martin Harl, I may be saying that wrong, forgive me, the founder of country music and bluegrass label CMH Records, passed away in 1990. His son David then took over the company. In addition to the quality musicianship and bluegrass, David Marl loves rock music. Because of this, he created the Pickin' On series of albums in 1993. These albums would feature some of the best bluegrass musicians performing tributes. Though it didn't start out as rock band tributes, the first in the Pickin' On series was Pickin' On the Movies. Soon after, the Pickin' On series tackled Eagles and Beatles tributes. Then the label had a hit in 1997 with Pickin' On the Grateful Dead. And then the Pickin' On album started dominating the bluegrass charts. The Pickin' On series continued with tributes to Jimi Hendrix, Bob Dylan, Bruce Springsteen, Guns N' Roses. And when the 2000s hit, they kept going with more modern rock bands like Creed, Green Day, and The Offspring. Well, I know she's playing with me. That's okay, cause I got no self-esteem. Whoa, yeah. Whoa, yeah. Though not technically considered to be part of the Pickin' On series, this concept would eventually get to Van Halen. On June 6, 2006, Strummin' with the Devil, the southern side of Van Halen, was released on CMH Records. I'm not totally sure why this isn't a part of the Pickin' On series. It could be, perhaps, because of the involvement of former Van Halen singer David Lee Roth. Roth sings two tracks on the album. Well, three if you count the radio edit of Jamie's Cryin' that closes the album. But Roth is always accompanied here by the John Jorgensen Bluegrass Band. More on them in a bit. Because of David Lee Roth's involvement with the record, there was a lot more publicity than the usual CMH Records release. The album's opener was the only number one Van Halen song with Roth on vocals, Jump. And this version saw live performances on The Tonight Show with Jay Leno, The Late Late Show with Craig Ferguson, and even The View.
So I was just thinking, because you left Van Halen in 1985, then the boys kept going, Eddie and Alex kept going, Sammy ended up being in front of the band, but you know, the world still thinks David Lee Roth is the front of Van Halen. So can we ever anticipate a Van Halen reunion?
I think it's inevitable. I think that ultimately it's the most American. What's more American than Van Halen in the summertime? And sooner or later, it's all the planets will merge for the brothers, and we'll be right back on your show.
Yes. Well, we are so excited to have you here and thrilled to hear this new sound. We are so excited to perform
bluegrass,
ladies and gentlemen, here to perform the Van Halen mega hit Jump off the new Van Halen tribute CD, Strummin' with the Devil, the southern side of Van Halen. Please welcome David Lee Roth.
Gets me down. You got it tough. Ooh. I've seen the toughest around. And I know, baby, just how you feel. You got to blow with the punches. Get what's real.
Up next is Roth once again, performing one of those non-charting yet classic Van Halen singles, Jamie's Cryin'. This one got a performance on Late Night with Conan O'Brien as well.
My next guest is here with a song from Strummin' with the Devil, the southern side of Van Halen. And on Saturday night, he'll be appearing at the House of Blues in Atlantic City, New Jersey. Let's have a big welcome for David Lee Roth.
She saw the look in his eyes, and she knew better. He wanted her tonight, and it was now or never. Made her feel so sad.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Blue Highway is a Grammy-nominated bluegrass band from Tennessee that formed in 1994. They're up next covering a song from Van Halen's 1984 album, I'll Wait. I'll Wait was the second single released from 1984 and peaked at number 13 on the Billboard Hot 100. The song was written by all of Van Halen in addition to Michael McDonald. Yes, that Michael McDonald. He was brought in by producer Ted Templeman when the band was having trouble finishing the song's melody and lyrics.
Are you for real? It's so hard to tell from just a magazine. Yeah, you just smile and the picture sells. Look what that does to me.
Up next, the John Cowan Band does Runnin' with the Devil. John Cowan had been the bassist and singer for Bluegrass Hall of Famers' The New Grass Revival, who had a top 40 hit on the country charts in 1989 with Callin' Baton Rouge, which was later a top 5 hit for Garth Brooks. Dance the Night Away was Van Halen's first top 20 hit in the United States, peaking at number 15 on the Billboard Hot 100. It was featured on their 1979 album Van Halen 2. Here, it's covered by Mountain Heart, a band that critics have described as folk rock on steroids and slam grass.
Have you seen her? So fine and pretty. Fool me with her style and ease. And I feel her from across the room. Yeah, it's love in the third degree. Ooh, baby, baby, won't you turn your head my way? Ooh, baby, baby, take a chance. You're old enough to dance.
Iron Horse is up next, doing a cover of Ain't Talkin' About Love. This Alabama bluegrass band is known for their appearances on several tribute albums, including tributes to Led Zeppelin, Ozzy Osbourne, and Metallica.
Ain't talking about love. My love is rotten to the core. Ain't talking about love. Just like I told you before. You know you're semi-good looking and on the streets again. Oh yeah, you think you're really cooking, baby. You better find yourself a friend.
Ain't talking about love.
Hot for Teacher was Van Halen's final single from their 1984 album, which would also be their last in the original run with David Lee Roth before he returned to the band years later. Here, it's covered by David Grisman and Sons. You might know David Grisman's song Doggy Mountain Breakdown, which was the opening theme for Car Talk on NPR. Panama was Van Halen's third single off of 1984. It peaked at number 13 on the Billboard Hot 100 and number 2 on the U.S. mainstream rock chart. Here, it's covered by Cornbread Red.
Jump back, what's that sound? Here she comes, full blast top down. Hot shoe, burning down the avenue. Model citizen, zero discipline. Don't you know she's coming home with me? You lose her in the turn, I'll get her. Panama, Panama.
Iron Horse is back again, this time covering the 1981 hit Unchained, originally from Van Halen's fourth album, Fair Warning.
You say, I can't get there from here. To your thin red line. I'm stepping over. Thought you'd never miss me till I got a fat city address. Non-stop talker, what a rocker. Blue-eyed murder in a size 5 dress change. Nothing stays the same, unchained.
The John Jorgensen Bluegrass Band is back, this time without David Lee Roth. John Jorgensen is a singer, guitarist, and mandolin player who's worked with artists like Bonnie Raitt, Barbara Streisand, and Earl Scruggs. 2 years after the release of this album, John Jorgensen would win a Grammy for Best Country Instrumental with Brad Paisley. He and his band are taking on And the Cradle Will Rock, originally from the 1980 album Women and Children First. One of the guitar solos in this version is by Brad Davis, who we heard from earlier in this episode, talking about Eddie Van Halen's influence.
Well, they say it's kind of frightening how this younger generation swings. You know, it's more than just a sensation. But the kid is into losing sleep and he don't come home for half the week. You know, it's more than just an aggravation. And the cradle will rock. And the cradle will rock. And I said,
as I mentioned earlier, the album's closer is actually just a radio edit of Jamie's Cryin', but since we heard the main version earlier, I'm not going to talk about that and just focus on the penultimate track, which is Dennis Kaplinger doing Eruption on the banjo. There's a quote from David Lee Roth in the liner notes that read, "My roots were always kind of country. Not the same country as my first band. Their flag had windmills. Mine had a barbecue pit and a shot glass." The album did make an appearance on the Billboard Top Country Albums chart, peaking at number 66. It was only ever released on CD, but it's currently streaming on Spotify. One of the album's executive producers is David Lee Roth's sister, Lisa Roth. Lisa Roth is also the founder of Rockabye Baby, a label that's released a series of albums of lullaby renditions of popular artists. But her brother isn't the only singer in the family. In 2008, Lisa was a credited vocalist on a Barbie Christmas album titled Barbie in a Christmas Carol. But that is for another time. Thank you for listening to Bizarre Albums. If you like the show, please subscribe and leave a review. It helps people find the show. You can also follow the show on Twitter and Instagram at Bizarre Albums, and I'm at Tony Thaxton. You can also like Bizarre Albums on Facebook and visit bizarrealbums.com. And if you still want more Bizarre Albums in your life, sign up for weekly bonus episodes of Bizarre Singles and more at patreon.com/bizarrealbums. And as always, if you know of a Bizarre Album you'd like to hear featured, please tweet the show. I'd love to hear from you. You can even email me at bizarrealbums@gmail.com. My name is Tony Thaxton, and I'll see you next time on Bizarre Albums.